The MBTA's new chief of stations wants to make sure your commute is safe and clean. Dennis Varley just started in the position. He spent some time yesterday with WBUR's Andrea Perdomo Hernandez.
Dennis Varley has been on the job a little over a week when I meet him in the lobby of the JFK UMass station. The station will be shut down for 16 days next month as part of a project to replace tracks along the Ashmont Branch and Mattapan line. While it's closed, Varley says crews will also focus on making the more than 30-year-old station safer and easier on the eyes.
We want it to be, you know, safe and welcoming. So, I mean, when you come down and you see peel and paint, it gives the impression that the system's not well maintained, right? It's, you know, we don't want to give that impression. It's not what the people deserve.
His job isn't just about aesthetics. It's about safe stairways, ensuring ADA compliance, and preventing ceiling tiles and other debris from falling on passengers. At JFK UMass, Varley says workers will cover the lobby floor in a material to eliminate tripping hazards. They'll repair the light fixtures and refurbish the benches. The T's general manager, Phil Ang, says they want to maximize the work they can get done during the closure to prevent future service disruptions.
You know, the limited dollars we have, we're going to put to the best use that make the important impact to our riders. And I've heard enough from the riders that the environment in our stations is vital to them. And we've seen enough incidents that we need to focus on it. We can't afford not to.
Ang says making sure stations are in good repair will increase rider confidence and get more people on the system. The T is suffering from years of deferred maintenance and disinvestment that has led to slow zones, train derailments, and life-threatening safety hazards like faulty stairwells. Dennis Varley says one of his first tasks as chief of stations will be to establish a system to evaluate maintenance.
But we're going to do a more comprehensive program that's going to be consistent throughout the system, and there'll be station inspections with all the accoutrements, all the fixes, and then we'll have a condition assessment that we'll get a baseline.
Varley has 3 decades of experience in transportation. He came to the T from New York, where he worked for the Metropolitan Transit Authority and the Long Island Railroad. He says he was only officially retired for one day before coming to Boston.
I left one job and moved and started the new one in a 3-day span.
Varley says he has a lot more stations to visit and staff to meet, but he hopes to impress riders with the work at JFK UMass.
Oh, I'd like them to come down and say, you know, wow, we really did something. I mean, it should be a noticeable difference.
The Red Line Ashmont and Mattapan closure will take place from October 14th through the 29th. Shuttle service will replace train service during that time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Perdomo Hernandez.